Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont and LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 249 of the Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thursday evening. Cold winter nights here. It's not even winter yet, technically, and it's already miserable. Only a few weeks till Christmas, though, so I'm still in a good mood. I don't mind it. Like, for these, like, 4 weeks, I don't mind it being cold between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Then once, like, January 2nd hits, I'm ready to be done with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you never liked it.
No.
I still can't believe you lived in Minnesota for 16 years.
Isn't that
with
crazy?
How much you hated cold. Like, you moved to the coldest place. You moved to, like, the devil's armpit of cold places.
Right.
Willingly.
Right.
And you just hate cold so much.
Yes.
I don't understand it. I mean, you've corrected it. You definitely had a good correction here in the last few years. You moved to paradise.
I didn't know it was going to be... I didn't know what cold was, though, until I moved there.
That's true, because you dealt with New England, and you're like, oh, winter's not that bad.
You've never been there in the winter. You have no clue.
No, I can't even imagine.
You have no clue unless you went, I hope you have, like something. There's no reason why you would ever have to go out there.
No.
Like, not that you, like, your company would ever have a conference there in January.
You'd be surprised. They had one in Indianapolis in January.
Then maybe they will. They have good convention areas. That would be so beautiful if you had to go out there in January.
I'd probably skip it.
I'll meet you out there. We'll go to the Wolves. Yeah, we'll go to a Wolves game. That would be a good excuse to go up there.
Yeah, in January.
Yeah, we'll go to a Wolves game.
You even have... Oh, my God. What just happened here?
Oh.
My computer's exploding. That's all right. I just bumped it. Things are falling. That's all right.
As long as Audacity's still going.
No, we're good. It wasn't the computer. It's just my all my toys I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean... Would you even have, like, your cold weather clothes anymore, or would you have to go on Amazon and buy, like, a new jacket?
Yeah, I don't know, like, where my jacket is. It's in a box or something. I'd have to get, like, my leather jacket.
You'd be so miserable packing all that stuff. Gloves, a winter
hat. I wouldn't go. I'm just saying. I wouldn't go. It's no.
Nothing would get you there, would it?
No, I want to go to a Wolves game, but I'm going to have to go, like, in April, and it sucks in April, too, so.
Yeah, but they play into May, don't they, or is that when the playoffs start?
Yeah, playoffs.
Because if you timed it right, in May you could do a Twins game,
I did
a Wolves
that.
Game.
I went to the Twins opener, and then I went to a Wolves-Celtics game. Coldest Twins opener in the history.
Oh, well, they used to play indoors most of the time.
No, this was outdoors. It was at Target Field.
No, I know, but I'm saying they played indoors for a long, long time, so it didn't really matter how cold it was.
It was so damn cold. How cold was it? Boot. It was so cold that when I walked across the street to Target Center, Susie met me after work. And I still had all my jacket stuff on, and I could not thaw out. Like, I had, like,
The building.
Inside the building for the entire Celtics game. Like, I was sitting Kristen's like, what's the matter with you? Are you okay? I'm like, I'm freezing. She's like, it's not cold in here. I'm like, I was at the Twins game for 3.5 hours.
I remember that, because didn't they, like, push it back a couple days because there was too much snow on the field or something?
It could have been another one. There was no snow then, yeah. It was probably another miserable opener.
Yeah, I'm sure. Can you imagine if, like, the World Series, if they got in the World Series and they're playing, like, Game 7, November 1st at night in Minnesota? It would be, like, 6 degrees there.
Ugh.
It's bad enough in, like, Boston and New York when they play in late October,
cold
it gets.
Yeah, it's in the high 30s, low 40s.
Yeah. So we're in it, though. We're in bowl season. Does it start this weekend officially? Is the first bowl game?
I
know you don't really
Melnick
care
bowls.
About the crappy bowls, but...
I watch the Melnick Bowls, though.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't even looked at the bowl schedule. I know the playoffs, but I don't really know the bowl schedule. So let me pull that up. 2018 bowl games here. Bowl schedules, dates, and TV times. All right, here we go. We got to start back. So, yeah, the first game is the 15th, so 1 week from now. We have the New Mexico Bowl kicking off bowl season. Well, there's a lot of them kicking off bowl season. New Mexico Bowl, the Cure Bowl in Orlando. Uh-oh, what's happening here? Am I getting, like, live videos on my thing? Is that a bowl you're gonna, you know, 1:30 on a Saturday, CBS Sports Network, 6-6 Tulane versus 7-6 Louisiana?
No, probably not.
That doesn't get you going there. The Rage Green Wave versus the Raging Cajuns.
Raging Cajuns.
How many people you think is gonna be at that game? 70?
Where are they playing it at? The Citrus Bowl?
It says Orlando. It doesn't even say the stadium.
Yeah, not. I don't think there's gonna be many. I don't know how well Louisiana travels.
No, probably not great. Although Orlando's a good place to, if you're gonna travel to a bowl game, you might as well go to Orlando. How about the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa, Florida? Marshall versus South Florida.
I'm gonna pass on that.
You can pass on that one. I'm just going through some of the lousy ones here. They're mostly lousy ones. The Dollar General Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Buffalo versus Troy.
Nope.
The First Responder, Boston College versus Boise State. That might be a decent one. That's the day after Christmas. The Quick Lane Detroit Bowl, Minnesota versus Georgia Tech.
I'll watch that.
Some bad games. The Pinstripe Bowl, Miami versus Wisconsin at Yankee Stadium.
Probably watch that.
Baylor Vanderbilt, 6-6 versus 6-6. There's a lot of 6-6s I'm seeing here.
I watch my SEC teams.
Oh, of course.
Support my SEC teams.
The Camping World, this would be a good bowl game to go to. December 28th at Orlando, it's West Virginia-Syracuse.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a good ball game.
Nice high-scoring game. Those teams can put up a lot of points, both those teams. Some intriguing ones, but yeah, nothing too crazy. And then obviously the New Year's Six is where it's at.
Right.
You get the playoff games and then the, you know, Michigan versus Florida in the Peach Bowl. You must be excited for that.
Yeah, I'm tired of playing Michigan, though.
They seem like they just match them up no matter what.
Huh? Losing to Michigan, but
yeah, Ohio State, Washington, Central Florida, LSU, Georgia versus Texas, 9-4 Texas getting into a BCS bowl.
I know
that's kind of baloney, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd rather see. I mean, wouldn't it be better if they had matched up Central Florida against like Georgia, so then they could just end all the talk with them? Because you know Georgia would beat them by about 60.
And what talk? The Rubes saying that they're the best team in the country?
Because if they win, which they could beat LSU. If they win that game, and, you know, if Oklahoma wins the national championship with a loss, then people are going to say again, UCF national championship 2 years in a row.
People meaning they're idiot alum and the kids who go to school there. That's what you mean by people, yeah.
And me, yeah.
Yeah, and you.
I just think you got to shut them up. I mean, this year you don't have an argument to get them in. With three undefeated teams, it's hard. You can't really say they got snubbed. So I get it. But if they I would have rather had them go up against Ohio State or Georgia and just watch them get the doors blown
up. Yeah, but Ohio State has to play in the Rose Bowl.
No, I know. That's not how it's set up. But I'm just – it would have been interesting.
Throw them in the Camping World Bowl. That's where they belong.
I mean, they deserve it.
They're a garbage team. Your father thinks they're garbage, too. 25 and all my ass. They're garbage.
Best team in Florida.
I don't think they are.
Probably not.
I don't think they are right now.
I think they'd be... If they played in the SEC, they'd probably be 8-4, though.
I don't know about that.
Well, you don't think they could beat Vanderbilt, Kentucky?
They wouldn't have beaten Kentucky. No, I don't think they'd
Kentucky's
beat Kentucky.
Kentucky's garbage.
They wouldn't beat Kentucky.
Kentucky was garbage this year.
They'd lose to probably South Carolina, Florida, Georgia. Tennessee would be close. If they played at Tennessee, they'd lose that game.
Yeah, but there's Mississippi State, and there's some, I mean, or not Mississippi, I mean, and there
yeah, depending on which conference they're in. I was I was putting them in the East.
Right. I mean, Vanderbilt, there's some wins out there. Anyway, so what do you think of the play? Obviously, the four teams, that was kind of a no-brainer. Ohio State, I don't think they deserve to get
I do.
Oklahoma.
See, I do. Me and Frank were having a very good conversation over a cup of coffee yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And he's with me. He's a Georgia guy. He thinks Alabama, Georgia are still the two best teams in college football.
They probably are, but you can't lose the way they lost that game and just say, oh, well, we should, you know, we had them beat and then we did a fake punt and then now we should still get in.
What a garbage call that was, huh?
Oh, he's awful. He should get fired for that.
I mean, me and Nate were talking at the end of the game because he always sends Roll Tide. Because he's a Tide fan. He grew up in Alabama when he was a kid. So every time they win, I get the Roll Tide. I look at my damn hanky, and I look at my phone. It just says Roll Tide, and I replied, F you. So we were talking. I said, you know what? I said, I was saying, because he said, what did you think of that call? I said, it was 4th and 12, Nate. I said, I was saying 4th and manageable, I might be aggressive and do something, because you knew damn well that kid was going to come back and march him down the field.
Right.
So you had to maybe take the time off and kick a late field goal or something, but you couldn't give him the ball with time because it was just one of those games where they were going to score. You knew it. You felt it. Right. Had all the momentum. So I'm like, 4th and manageable, maybe. I think I would. But 4th and 12, you run it up the gut?
Right.
I mean, jeez.
If you're going to go for it at 4th and 12, you might as well throw out your offense.
Throw something,
and have your
yeah.
best players on there, you know, and get a chance. You got your punt formation out there. You're going to try to get 11 yards.
Well, what I didn't realize, too,
against Alabama's defense, they didn't even put their punt return team on.
They didn't put their
team.
Yeah, they didn't put their punt return team on. Saban knew something was up.
Yeah, that was a bad call.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That call alone should keep you out of the playoff.
I don't know if a call by a coach should keep you out of a playoff.
Well, the two losses probably should.
Yeah, that was the LSU getting blown out was a bad loss.
The thing is, and I don't disagree that Georgia's probably the second best team, but I don't think you can put them in over a 12-1 team.
I think they're the second best team in the country, but I don't think that they should have won.
Right, I agree with that.
Like I honestly think and I don't like Notre Dame. I'm not even going to pretend.
Oh, they shouldn't be in there.
But I think the 5-6 teams are better than the 4-5.
I think Oklahoma's good. I think those three should be.
State played at the end, though.
Yeah, but do you see that game against Maryland?
Yeah, well, it's still, I know. Yeah, they should have lost it, but they did win it.
Right.
But I just like the way they played at the end.
Yeah, I mean, they dominated Michigan, and then they beat a chump in their conference championship.
And I just think this is going to be, these semis are going to be garbage games, I think.
I don't know. I think Oklahoma's the only team that could give Alabama a run for the money.
No, I like Clemson.
You think so? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't really seen Clemson on the ropes much this year.
No, that's true. Neither is Alabama, really. I think Oklahoma could give them a run if they were playing them in the second game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Notre Dame was number 4 and Oklahoma beat Clemson and Alabama only had a week to prepare, I think they'd have a better chance. But Alabama with a month to prepare,
yeah,
you're not going to beat them no matter how good you are because they're too much better. And yeah, if Notre Dame upsets Clemson, that'll be even though they're both 12-0, 13-0, that would be a huge upset.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what the spreads are in those games. I'm assuming Clemson's probably 12-point favorite.
They got to be at least a double digit, yes.
I would think Alabama's probably like 8.5 and Clemson's probably like 12.
I think Alabama's going to be a double digit too.
You think so?
I think so. See. That's just eyeball test.
So sports gambling is now legal in Rhode Island, so maybe I can put my money where my mouth is on this. Did you know that?
I think your father.
I could
was
go to the
it, yeah.
the Lincoln Greyhound track and put some money down on these games if I wanted.
Welcome, race fans, to Post Time. My name is Tony Bonaminio, and I'll be your host as we watch doubleheader racing held earlier at Lincoln Greyhound Park. The first race is a Grade AA race, and it's held on 5/16 of 1 mile.
So,
do they still play that at night?
I don't know. I
used to come home from the bars when I was a kid, and I would see the double screens with Tony Bonaminio. He used to have the smile when he talked. He, like, grit his teeth.
Oh, really?
Welcome, race fans, to Post Time. My name is Tony Bonaminio, and he had that thick Rhode Island accent. I'll be your host as we watch doubleheader racing held earlier at Lincoln Greyhound Park.
Anyways. Alabama is open up at a 14-point favorite, yep, and Clemson is a 10.5.
Okay.
I like the Alabama game to be closer than the Clemson game.
So you're going
to
put money on Oklahoma?
I'm not going to put money on anybody.
Oh, you.
I don't sports gamble. But I think they have the better chance. Yes. But I don't. Yeah, no. It was pretty easy this year. There's no argument really that you can. Ohio State fans can have a little bit of an argument, but Oklahoma won their championship, you know, and they were ahead of them.
Steve Machowski was the other guy who would do the show too.
Do it, yeah.
Bonaminio and Steve Machowski.
Your boy's retiring though. That's kind of came as.
What is this? My boy. Your father said the same damn thing. Did you rehearse this?
Yeah, we talk about it. Yeah,
your boy's retired. I'm like, who's my boy?
Oh, now you don't like him, Urban Meyer.
I don't like Ohio State.
You like Florida? He was your boy when he was at Florida.
Yeah, he won 2 national championships. I got no complaints.
Yeah, exactly. You wonder what's going to happen. He's going to retire. All of a sudden, they're going to get like the death sentence.
No. I don't think there's anything going on.
He's a scumbag. Hope he enjoys his retirement. What job's going to come open in a year that he's going to say was his dream job after he retires again?
I think he's going to go to the pros.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll take over for Belichick after he retires.
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week, sir?
Would love to.
This is from the Wormtown Brewery out of Worcester, Mass. And this one is the Blizzard of 78 English-style brown ale. It's
what,
ale...
Would it have, like, dirt brown snow? Is it, like, brown?
It's a brown ale. It's an ale with coffee beans added. Oh, 1.6.0 alcohol by volume. It says, the storm by which all storms are measured. Our winter offering pays tribute to those who were there and those who have endured hearing about it over and over again. We created a classic English-style brown ale with fresh roasted coffee beans added from Acoustic Java to give Blizzard of 78 a rich, smooth character that will make you enjoy hearing more stories of walking through 27 inches of snow uphill, blah, blah, blah. It literally says blah, blah, blah on the label. So there you go.
And how is it? Good taste in beer?
It's actually very good. I like it a lot. This is one of the best ones I've had in a long time on the show. They're a big fan of it.
Good.
Anything else you want to add here, or should we go to our break?
We can go to break, Bill.
All right.
Say Alejandro de los Podcasts, Mr. Klinsman's up in Wesley. Billy, before we start our show, I have a question.
Yes,
proposition.
Sir. Okay.
I saw a commercial for the new Chia Pet line.
Yes, there's a Donald Trump one.
No, have you seen the newest ones?
No.
The Golden Girls?
Oh, really?
And Bob Ross.
I have the Bob Ross one I've seen.
You have?
I'm a big fan of Bob Ross. I have a Bob Ross Funko Pop right here at my computer.
You like him?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do one and have a contest to use Grow's batter? Susie said there's absolutely no way. I said, where can I put it? And I'm looking around the living room. She's like, you can put it in your office. I said, no, I'm displaying this thing.
You have a beautiful
lanai. Oh, I can put them out by the pool.
Right, exactly.
Should we both do Bob Ross's?
I might do a Golden Girl if that's available.
You want to do a Chia Pet?
I could do that, yeah.
All right, we'll see if anybody else wants to do it too. Take pictures and post it to our page at the
Yeah, we'll do like podcast. A hashtag Chia Pet Challenge or something.
Yeah, that would be sweet, wouldn't it?
We'll start it January 1st. That way we can get people get them for Christmas and stuff.
All right, we'll start it in January 1st. I think I'm going to win, though, because I'm going to have some good sunlight there.
That's true. I could bring it to work and put like a grow light on it and stuff. Put some fertilizer, some triple 19 starter fertilizer on there.
Ah, like steroid for his hair.
I'll be spraying it for weeds.
I'll have my pest control guy too. Yeah, can you hit Bob Ross real quick?
Yeah, I'll have to do that because we have like a gift exchange. So I'll put in the Chia Pet as my gift, and then no one's gonna want it. So I'll probably end up with it.
I might
do the Donald Trump one.
All right, well, I'm definitely doing Bob Ross. So.
That's a good. Yeah, maybe I'll do Bob Ross. I'll look it up on.
I think we might have to do the same if you and I are going to be competing against each other.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I'll get the Bob Ross then. I'll look it up on Amazon.
And we're gonna do Chia Pets.
Sure.
Starting January 1st.
That sounds good. Starting January 1st. That's when we can put the seeds on, and then go from there.
Oh,
and we'll take progress pictures every day.
How
or every
great!
Days.
And my pool will be done. He'll be like right over the waterfall at the pool.
You know what though? Yours might be like. You remember that movie, The Christmas Story?
Yes.
With the leg lamp. And, like, the wife pushes it over, and she says, it was an accident.
Yeah.
You're going to come home one day, and Bob Ross is going to be in pieces, and Susie will be sweeping it up, saying, it was an accident.
Yeah, she wasn't a fan when I told her, because I'm looking in, like, the TV and the entertainment center and the center island. I mean, I got to figure out a place to put Bob.
That's right above the bed.
Next to the old crucifix.
Yes.
The old 70s INRI crucifix.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bobby Ross standing right
Bob
there.
Bob Ross, yeah.
But you...
Was this before break or after break? I already forgot.
Did we we're after break. Yeah, we're after break.
Oh, so we're into it now.
Correct, yep. We're in the meat of the episode.
Bob Ross Chia Pet. I'm on Amazon right now. Ooh, it's $20.99.
That seems a little steep, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Donald Ross one's the Donald Trump one's $19.99.
I wonder why Bob's more expensive.
He's more popular right now, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
He's probably got a higher approval rating. Boo. That's a good one, isn't it?
That was really good.
Deadpool is an elephant. Emoji, create your own. There's a poop emoji. You want to do the poop emoji one?
What is it? Just mud?
It looks like a poop, and you grow the chi on top of the poop.
I'm doing Bob.
All right. Bob Ross is good. Trolls, Spider-Man. Yeah, Bob Ross is definitely the best one. All right. I'll have to get it from my gift exchange and hope that I get it myself. But he could be popular, though. Then I'll have to go buy another one.
I'm just going to go get him at, like, Waldert or something. That's what
That's
they said.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Boo.
Ch-ch-ch-chia. You'll have to play that in the break. Remember those little commercials?
Oh, absolutely.
Ch-ch-ch-chia. So what are we talking about, sir?
We're talking about college football, Bill. Bowl season.
Oh, keep it going. All right, keep it going. But we're going to bring Disney into it, right?
Absolutely. A little twist there.
So we're going to put our top five places that we would watch a college bowl game on property.
Sounds good to me.
So you're on vacation. Good time to go on vacation. Beginning of January. You got some bowl games on. You leave the park early. And you want to find a spot to park your Orifice and watch about 6-8 hours of football.
Right.
Where's the best spot to do it? So we made our own top five list. So I'm going to go from 5 to 1.
Yep, that's how I'm going to do mine. Bam. I can't stop doing that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Do you still do it like at work too?
Oh, yeah, once in a while.
I told Kristen, because the guy she works with at Merrill Lynch, he graduated from FSU and he's got the FSU license plates and all that stuff. So I told her, I said, when you're going to work, say, hey, me and Mike were watching the selection show, and I must have missed where Florida State's going. Where are they going? And just play, play the bass, like hold it up to your belly. I'm not doing that. I would do it. She's like, of course you would do it. Would you do it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And play the bass?
Yeah. Like really extend it out.
Yeah, you got to extend that one out. They haven't missed a bowl game in like 63 years. Maybe get guys in other cubes to play along with you once you...
Just take it to break and then David Letterman just throws it right to break from that joke.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we'll be back with our guest after the boo. All right, so my number five on my list, I think this is a good one. Big time dark horse. And we talked about this place a few episodes ago and how impressed I was with it.
Okay.
Probably by a few episodes, I mean a couple months.
Okay.
And it is the pool bar at Port Orleans Riverside, Muddy Rivers.
Okay.
Isn't that a great spot to watch a football, especially if it's like a afternoon game?
Yes.
2 o'clock game, you get the swim trunks on, you have a couple pops. Under the cover, you get all the activity of the pool. You can go for a dip at commercials or at halftime. I think that's a fantastic spot to watch a game. The only downfall, I say, is there's not the huge selection of food.
Right.
It's pretty much a bar, but you can always walk over to the quick service and grab something and bring it over if you really wanted to. So that was my number five. I thought that I was trying to think of like a good pool bar to watch them at, and none of them are really that great. And then that one popped in my head, and I said, that's probably the perfect pool bar to watch a football game.
That's an interesting one.
Do you like? I mean, you wouldn't mind watching a game there, I do. I'm sure. All right, what's your number five?
My number five is Territory Lounge over at Disney's Wilderness Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet. There's never anybody in there. They've got great appetizers.
Yep.
They've got a charcuterie. They've got crispy Asian chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best Bloody Marys on property.
That's true.
And you can, on both sides they have TVs, and you can always get a booth with a table and just belly up and sit there and watch the game that you want, game of choice.
Yeah, that's true. Now, see, I think you're going at this a little differently than I am. I'm going at it saying, I want a place that's going to be lively, have a good crowd. You want a place that's quiet, and you can make sure you get the game of your choice on.
You are exactly right, Bill. You're gonna see a trend, because I do not like Super Bowl parties, because as much as I don't like the NFL, when I watch a Super Bowl, I just want to watch a game, and I don't want a bunch of idiots talking about work. So what do you do for a living? So how's business? All that small chatter. I don't want any of that crap.
So you might as well just stay in the room and like throw it on like that room at All-Star Movies that had the 55-inch TV and just lay on the bed.
Right.
That wouldn't be a bad place to watch it either.
No.
You'd be okay with that. So this one that I picked for my number four, I felt like I had to pick it, and okay. I don't know if I would do it, but the ESPN Club.
Really?
Obviously would probably be a pretty good place to watch it just for the atmosphere, and it's certainly going to be on because they have 1,000 TVs and every single game's probably on at the same time.
Okay.
So I feel like that's a good place to watch if there's like two or three games that you really want to see and yep. keep tabs on all at the same time because they'll all be on. If it's just one game that you really want to focus on, it's not the place, but on like New Year's Eve, if you want to watch every game, I think that's the place to go. The food's probably not great, but the beer's cold, I'm sure, and there's plenty of TVs, plenty of seats. Again, not my top choice, but I feel like it has to be brought up.
Okay.
To be mentioned on this show.
Okay.
What's your number four?
I'm going a similar route to you, believe it or not, and I'm going over Coronado Springs, and we're going to Rick's Sports Bar. Newly refurbed, the Rick's Sports Bar and Grill.
So I have not been in there. Okay, so I don't really know the setup. So
a number of TVs in there. Listen to this for a super soup and salads menu. Short rib chili.
Ooh.
How does that sound?
That sounds pretty good. If that's done right, that could be fantastic.
Yep. Yep, they've got a nice little menu. Usually, depending on, you know, if they have a convention in there, it's typically quiet. So you're going to be able to, you're definitely going to be able to get a TV. So that's kind of like a quiet slash ESPN
I see what you're saying.
Type of joint. You see what I'm saying?
It's kind of a mix. It's like the quieter version of it.
Listen to this. Lobster sliders. Fresh lobster salad on Parker House rolls and bread and butter pickles.
I don't know. That doesn't sound that good to me.
I think that sounds delicious.
It doesn't sound bad. It's not something I would order. Calamari sounds good. Now, is that the place that has like the martini flight you can get?
Yeah. Susie had that. Yep.
Yeah, I think Catherine had that when she went there.
Yeah, she did. Yep.
So the next one on my list, my number three, I couldn't even find the name of the place, but remember when we went to Shula's and we walked into the lobby at the Dolphin and just the open-air lobby and they had the bar just sitting in the middle with the big TVs above it and just nice comfy couches?
The Florida-Mississippi State game.
That was on at that point. That's right. So that is my number three. I don't even know what it's called. I think
that
it's
is a cool bar, lounge. Though, isn't it?
It's a really nice bar. It looks nice, huge. You know, you're right in the lobby, so there's a lot of action, but it's relatively quiet. And you could sit, you could belly right up to the bar and watch the game, or you can even, like, sit back on one of the comfy chairs and kind of relax and just watch it casually if that's what you wanted to do.
They do. I was watching a Disney food blog video. I even showed it for Susie. On Sunday morning, they do a Bloody Mary.
Where's that? At the Dolphin?
Over there at the Dolphin. It's like
$36. What's it have, like nine shrimp?
It has, you're going to see this thing. It's got like a sirloin. It's got like nine bite-sized pieces of sirloin, a lobster tail.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm like, I mean, 38, you're talking almost $80 for two drinks, but I'm like, she's like, I'll go over there and do it with you. I'm like, oh, it just looks...
I don't think you get, like, I know you're saying two, one for you, one for Susie. That's not one that you, like, finish it off and you're like, I'll have another.
No, exactly, no. But doesn't that sound nice?
I mean, it's a full meal.
Right.
It's probably enough food to be a full meal plus the drink. So you're paying $18 for the drink and you're paying $18 for the food. That's not
for
that
like
bad.
A little, you know, for a little light app.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And I want, you probably use tables on that, save $4.
Right.
Or whatever, $6 on it.
Beautiful. Exactly.
That's a good one. I like that. What's your number three, sir?
I'm going back to Disney's Wilderness Lodge, and I'm going to Geyser Point Bar and Grill.
That's a good one.
Sitting outside, lots of TVs for...
Tons, yes.
Tons of TVs at that place.
Yes, and I will say we may hear more from that choice later on in the selection show here.
And that's a place, you know, like if Florida gives up two quick touchdowns to Michigan, where I do the GD and I take a walk along the lake and...
Can calm your nerves a little
bit. You know, I mean, it's beautiful scenery out on Bay Lake. Oh, just love it.
That's the best bar on property.
You know, I haven't spent much time there, but I'm not going to argue with you.
I mean, we enjoyed it that night we went. That was fantastic, wasn't it? I mean, a nice menu. You have the dedicated like menu for that. Then you have the whole quick service menu at your disposal there.
Right.
Plus the full bar, TVs, perfect scenery, perfect spot. Like I said, you may hear more about it later in the show. My number two, this one's going to be another kind of surprise, one that is probably not on most people's radar, and that's the Big River Brewery at the Boardwalk.
Really? Have you been there?
I did. I went and got a few beers last time when I went with my parents for the Food and Wine in 2017. I went, walked down the Boardwalk, went over, had a couple of the beers they make. They brew them in-house. They had a bunch of TVs, a small bar. It was really quiet. So I think that's a place you could just kind of get up to the bar, have a nice craft beer, get a burger or something, a sandwich, enjoy the game, not be bothered. Like you said, it's going to be a more quiet, laid-back place, but it's definitely like a sports bar kind of atmosphere too. And I like the choices of the beers and the food. I like having the full menu. You know what I mean? So instead of just having the appetizer, you get the full menu of the restaurant there. And that's a place nobody talks about.
No.
Nobody. And granted, I haven't eaten there. I just had a couple beers, and they were pretty good. So I would definitely go, at least for the beers. How about your number two?
This number two, I bet nobody's ever heard of. I'm going over to the Dolphin.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sit outside by the pool at the Cabana Bar and Beach Club.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Okay. Because I did just see that on the website, and I hadn't
When we stayed there, it is. I think it's probably the best outside bar on property.
Oh, that's it's cool, huge. Yeah.
They've got cabanas. I mean, they...
I see this now, yeah.
It's really, really nice. And their menu, I mean, they've got entrees. They've got cheesesteaks. They've got blackened salmon. They've got Cuban sandwiches. And then they've got salads, and they've got appetizers. I mean, they've got a great, great, great menu.
Oh, you can get a pitcher of, like,
pitchers,
a mixed drink.
Yeah.
$42, you get really wasted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find the food menu. Just a lot of beers, craft beers, regular draft beers. That's good. Got fish and chips appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
Spider rolls. So they got some fish tacos, spider rolls. Entrees, cheese steak, like you said, blackened salmon, Cuban sandwich, fish sandwich. That's pretty good.
That's a good choice, and it's really nice. It's a really, really cool, relaxed, just typical tiki bar.
Dead too, right?
And yeah, we were there. I mean, at prime time because we were swimming late, and I think it was movie time.
Yeah,
and they have the movie. The outdoor movie right by the bar. It's like it's actually like right on the side of the pool, so you can watch it from the pool, like sitting in the pool.
Oh, okay.
And in the bar wasn't that crowded.
Hmm. So the other thing I have to say about the Swanee Dolphin, I was listening to another podcast called The Backside of Magic, and they're kind of weasels. They do a lot of things to like circumvent the rules and try to find the best deals and stuff. So they're mixed between weasels and cheapos, but they go all the time and they have a lot of tricks. But one thing they were saying, they were looking on, I think it was Priceline, and they found a deal at the Swan and Dolphin for next August for $93 a night.
Whoa.
That's pretty cheap.
Pretty.
The resort fees and everything. Yeah, that's before resort fees and anything else, but still, it probably ends up after taxes and fees under $150 a night.
Oh, all day, yeah.
Which is a great deal.
Wow.
Even for you as a local, just go up for a couple nights for that deal.
Yep.
Because you love that place.
I love the Swan and Dolphin.
So you might want to look into that. Under 100
mm-hmm.
for that? Yeah.
That's stupid. Anything, I mean, when it's under 2, it's a good deal.
Right. All right, would you like to hear my number one?
Yes.
You gave your number two. Yep. My number one, you already mentioned it, the Geyser Point at the Wilderness Lodge. It's my favorite bar on property, period. But it would be a fantastic place to watch a game on top of that. Just the TV, like you said, there's TVs surrounding the whole bar. Just where you are is perfect, nice and relaxing. It's not dead, but it's not crazy busy
right,
either.
Right, right.
And if you can get a seat or a seat right at the bar and just park yourself there, it's perfect. I mean, you probably run up a pretty big tab, get a couple orders of chicken wings, 8 or 9 beers, you're out of there $180 or something. But
yeah, what a great day, though, huh?
But I guess any of these places, it's not like any of them are cheap. You're still at Disney. If you're buying beers at Disney, you're paying $8, $9, $12 a beer anyway.
Right.
So, you know, it's not going to be a cheap day if you're going to watch college football and drink beer all day, but it is what it is. Like you said, it would be a great day.
Yeah, so it'll be a memorable day.
That's for sure. Yeah, I love Geyser Point.
I do too.
The food at the quick serve there is pretty good. I had the bison burger. I had a chicken sandwich there. They were both very good. They have the homemade chips.
What do they have for apps?
Well, you had those chicken wings.
And that was off their menu, right?
That's off the Geyser Point menu.
Yeah, those were good.
As opposed to the quick serve. So let's see what it says here. I'm trying to pull up their menu quickly here. At the lounge, as far as appetizers, they have fried oysters for $13. Edamame for $5. That's like the soybeans. Shrimp on a wire for $13. Cheesy barbecue brisket with house-made chips. That's like a chip and dip kind of thing. Handcrafted charcuterie for $14. Bison cheeseburger on an artisan roll with bacon, cheddar, sweet onion straws, lettuce, tomato, garlic aioli, and Marionberry barbecue sauce, $14. Grilled Angus strip loin, $17. With field greens, pears, ginger... Oh, so it's a salad. But still. Roasted salmon for $16 and teriyaki chicken wings, which is what you had, right?
Yes.
For $12 for the chicken wings. So that's there. That's the bar menu. And if you go to the quick serve there, which you can also get, which is the Geyser Point. Still called Geyser Point. Here we go. The menu for that. There's some other good stuff there. Let's see what they got. Lunch and dinner. Crab cake sandwich.
Sounds lovely.
Yep, $13.99. Crispy chicken sandwich, $10.49. The bison cheeseburger, $14. Smoked turkey sandwich with lettuce, tomato, cranberry, mayonnaise, multigrain salad, or waffle fries, $10.49. Classic bacon cheeseburger, $12.99. There's some salads. Grilled salmon salad, a grilled chicken salad, grilled portobello salad. That's about it. There's some sides. They don't really have anything side, like fries and stuff for the sides, but you know, it's a small menu, just sandwiches and salads, but at least it's something. You know, you can get, you know, $13.99 for a crab cake sandwich or $10.49 for a turkey sandwich.
It's one of those. If we're gonna go and watch like two or three games, we're probably gonna have, you and I are probably gonna split probably six things throughout the course of the day.
Right, we get some chicken wings, we get some fried oysters, we're gonna each gotta get a sandwich. It's going to be a big bill, but it's going to be... At least the $10.49 chicken sandwich is not going to be a huge hit. It's all good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like that place a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Like it a lot.
All right, so we're up to your number one, correct?
My number one. And we are going...
You're not going to say Meisner's, are you? I don't even think they have a TV in there.
They do it. They have a couple TVs. I was going to be a cheerleader, didn't you?
I didn't think so. Even you, on this one, you couldn't go. Like, that would be the last place you'd watch a college game.
Yeah, honestly, it's one of my favorite bars on property.
Right.
But, and it's the reason being is because of why you wouldn't want to watch college football in there. Because you got the band, and you have the piano player downstairs, and you have that big, big, big open lobby that carries noise.
Right.
So it's a great bar to like relax and listen to the band, but it's not a good place to watch a ball game. So that wasn't even on my honorable mention.
No, I didn't think so. I'm just joking.
It wasn't on my honorable mention. This is slowly becoming one of my favorite bars on property.
You're going to say the Wave, right?
No, we're going to the Beach Club, and we're going to Martha's Vineyard Lounge.
Right back there. See, you're the guy, and I don't disagree with you, and you're probably right. I haven't been there, but you love the places you've been to most recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that definitely sticks in your head. If you have a good experience somewhere, they're good. They're good for a while in your book.
It's funny because I wasn't even thinking about doing this show on Thanksgiving when I was there.
Right.
And I'm sitting and I'm looking around. There's TVs on the wall and there's you know, tables with comfortable chairs, like the comfortable chairs.
Right.
And I'm like, would this be the place to watch a football game? There's nobody here. You get that one-on-one attention from the bartender, so whenever you want a drink, it's in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those where you just kind of nod, and you got another one in your hand. You don't have to sit there and wait, you know, 45 minutes. It's such a cool, relaxed vibe. It's a place where you're going to be able to watch your ball games, and it's not going to be too loud.
Yeah.
Now, I've been talking so much about this, I guarantee this is the next place that your parents go to.
The Martha's Vineyard.
I mean, are we not movers and shakers?
Yeah, the only problem is you said the Bloody Mary wasn't great, and that's the only way to really get Frank there.
Yeah, that's true. No, it was very average. It was good, but it was average.
Right.
And he likes spicy too.
Right.
So
not as spicy as you, but he likes it to have a good little kick in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think his favorite, he likes the Pepper Vodka. I think his favorite is over at Hollywood Studios at the Brown Derby Lounge. Because they use a Pepper Vodka or something. But but I think definitely you're gonna seek out Martha's Vineyard Lounge one of these trips.
It's a chance, yeah, sure. Especially if I get one of those $93 a night deals at the Swan and I just kind of mosey over to the Martha's Vineyard Lounge.
Yeah.
It's almost worth it to make a trip around that if you can get that $93 a night.
Oh, that's what we did when we stayed at the Swan a couple years ago. We just went bar hopping around
the
Epcot resorts, and I had a Bloody Mary in every bar.
No, but I'm just saying, for me, that's like seeing about a rate under $100 at the Swan and Dolphin is almost worth booking a family trip down there for August.
Oh, I like your thinking.
You know what I mean? I don't think I will. I don't think we're going to go again this year, or next year, I should say. But that's very tempting. When you could get a place for... you know, a 20% less than Pop Century,
and that would be
at a deluxe.
That would be such a cool place too to do another non-park trip, because you got great restaurants, you got tons of things for the kids. I know the Swan and Dolphin have like a lot of cool things for kids.
Well, there's the mini golf.
You got the mini golf across the street.
The only problem, the pool's there. I mean, obviously, you could be a weasel, get into Stormalong Bay.
I can't believe that I didn't take you to see the pool after dinner at Shula's, because
you
want to see a pool.
That's a nice pool there.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Now, I wonder, would it be easy to weasel in, like you and Susie can weasel in pretty easily, but would I be able to weasel in, like, your Gina and your Gina Jr. into Stormalong Bay? Or does it take some planning?
That's something that I'd like to take off air.
Okay. And so there is a chance. Okay. You don't want to reveal all your secrets. You're a magician here.
I'd rather not, because I was listening to the top pools at Disney.
Yeah.
And they were saying number one was Stormalong Bay. And this guy was... I was laughing because he said that they should offer an add-on to the AP, like, say, $100 a year where you can use the pools.
Hmm.
And he was talking about how hard it is to get into Stormalong Bay and this and that. I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, we got to have a conversation, my friend.
But you would pay that, though. If there was a thing like you could pay...
I'd pay $100 a year. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because it's not like you don't weasel because you're trying to be cheap. You weasel because you want to go in the pools.
And yeah, I want to check them out.
So, but if you could pay to do it, you would do it.
Yeah, I would. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not many people would do that.
No.
I mean, the water parks add-on is... I wouldn't be surprised if they do something like that, because I don't think anybody's honestly going to use it.
Not that many.
I mean, you'd have to be local, because there's locals. No way your parents are going to pay to... They don't use the pool at Pop to begin, you know. So you'd have to be local, and not a lot of local people say, oh, let's go swim at the Grand Floridian for the day.
Right. And plus, if you're going like with a family of four, I'm not paying $400 to go to Stormalong Bay.
Right.
If I'm an annual pass. Even if I go three times a year, it's not worth it. For one person, $100 is not that bad. But when you're a family of three or four, to pay $400 for it, that's like half of another annual pass if you're a local.
Yeah, and that would be something that probably Kristen wouldn't even get, because she's not into that. Like, a lot of times, I always have my bathing suit in my backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day I was with your sister and we were at Epcot and it was 96 degrees and it was sticky. And we spent half the day at Epcot, and she had to, like, go to work for 1 o'clock. And I said, all right, I'm going to head over to the Dolphin and go for a dip. And I went into the bathroom over by the International Gateway and changed in there and walked over to the Dolphin and went for a swim for a couple hours.
Perfect.
Cooled off, and then went back over to Epcot. That's a nice day, don't you think?
Yeah, it sounds very nice.
But, yeah, I would pay for that. It's just not something that I spend the entire day at. It's just something, you know,
if I want to cool off. And there's only three pools where they even care.
Yeah, the Polynesian, the Yacht Club, Yacht and Beach Club.
And the Art of Animation.
Those and Art of Animation,
right.
Those are
the only three that they have a thing. Because, like, if you went into All-Star Movies...
Which I have with your parents...
No, I know. And said you were going to go to the Quick Serve and you just wanted to go in the pool there. I mean, I don't think anyone would care.
No.
Not that you would go out of your way, but, I mean, we drove to Coronado Springs to use the pool. It happened to be empty at the time, but that was the plan. It's not like we would have had trouble getting in there.
Exactly.
Same with the Wilderness Lodge. There was nobody...
Like, nobody there.
Not even a gate. You just walk in.
Right.
So, that's all good. Yeah, I have nothing else here.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Do you want to do those now or after?
After the break? Let's do them after the break, then.
Yeah, we'll do a couple honorable mentions after the break.
Alright, we're back from break. Episode number 249 of the Por Favor Monte Ingase Alejandro de los Podcast is in the books. Mr. Klinsman is in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yes, sir.
I think those were a good. That was a good top five. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, some places that you would think of, but some that definitely were outside the box. Like, obviously, the ESPN, almost you have to say it. One of us had to bring it up. And then the Geyser Point, I think that would be on a lot of people's lists.
Yep.
If they, if they've been there, but yeah, I think like Martha's Vineyard obviously wouldn't be on there. I don't think Muddy Rivers would be on too many people's lists. So I think we kind of ran the gamut of it.
I would have to agree.
You said you got some honorable mentions, so why don't you? I got a couple, and you got one too, right?
I got a few. Why don't you? You want to start?
Sure. So one of them that I'm going to say, and this is just because of past events that happened here, which were very enjoyable. The Pedals Pool Bar, I think, would be a fun place if we could recreate the atmosphere of that World Series game.
That was fun.
Schaefer hanging out. That would be a fun place to watch a game. Like a game you're not invested in, you're just watching it for the fun of it because you know it's going to be a you-know-what show there with the clientele.
Oh, absolutely.
And, which it was for the World Series, obviously. So that would be on my honorable mention list. And then the other one was the Tambu Lounge upstairs at the Polynesian. I think that would be a fun place to watch a bowl game, too. Those are my two honorable mentions.
Very interesting, because I have Tambu Lounge as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually going to be on my list, because I love that little TV that they have in the corner.
Yeah.
And you have like the big, big windows that show the outside and the grounds, and that is a great spot. Has a nice table with those bucket seats and
yes, yep.
And but my only problem is if you don't get that, then you're screwed. Yeah, and that's why true. It didn't make my top five. But if I think that would be in my top five all day if you could get that seat.
Yes.
And the good thing too is, you know, Ohana isn't going to stop filling up until about 4:30 for their dinners. So right. It's not like you're going to have that upstairs lobby traffic for Ohana interrupting your football games.
Very true.
I have another one. I have Muddy Rivers over at Port Orleans Riverside, which you mentioned. That was on my honorable mention. I thought that would be perfect. The problem is it gets crowded.
It can, yeah.
Because it's a little separated from the pool area. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people do go up there and belly up and have a drink, whereas a lot of other pool bars, they just grab them and bring them back to their Chase lounges.
There's a lot of seats, though. Around, yeah, like, there the are. The bar's big, and there's a lot of seating around it, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else do I have? I have Beaches Pool Bar and Grill at the Grand Floridian. I gotta be a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
They only have like one or two TVs, but they also don't have a lot of people sitting. That's a place where they have the waiter who comes around, so a lot of people just order their drinks from the waiter, and he brings it to them. So it's an easy place to belly up.
Okay.
Which is the reason why I picked that, because there's not a ton of people sitting up there. Most of the people are just hanging around at the pool. Let's see. I think I had one more. I had the Ale and Compass Lounge at the Yacht Club.
Okay.
That's a newly refurb. Oh my God. We walked in there after dinner on Thanksgiving and it is dead and it is so cool. It's very, very much, it reminds us of the Wave Bar downstairs. Very contemporary, cool lighting, like fresh colors. It's a really cool place that I want to check out.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's all I have. Those are my honorable mentions.
Very good. We had Schaefer comment on the Facebook post, and he said Pedals and ESPN would be the places he would go.
Okay.
Although the thing is, now that I
he posted his Por Favor podcast.
I might have to take away his
we've got to take away his privileges.
I don't like the posting as Por Favor podcast thing. I don't like to do it. So, like, if I post on mobile, it defaults to Por Favor podcast.
That's a problem. That's why I do. That's why the only time I try to post, or if I'm doing it on mobile, what I do is I go through the website instead of my mobile device.
Oh, okay.
You go through that, then you can use the drop down.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because I don't like I go through and I want to comment as me like the other
day. Yeah, because
baseball instead of basketball by accident and I commented. I wanted it to be me and not Por Favor Podcast.
Yeah, it looks stupid.
And then you did the weasel edit to make
I had to edit that out, yeah.
That was good.
I had to fix that.
The weasel edit.
Then we had some people chime in on Facebook. Joey Por Favor, Joey Regano, and Melissa Spancel. They both said ESPN.
Okay.
Rob Olson said Go Blue. And this was prior to the Ohio State game.
Boom.
Do one. Do it.
Boom. Oh, so you're going back to the older one you posted a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah. I think that, yeah, we got a little bit of action on that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. I like that. I mean, the ESPN, like I said, that's the obvious one. But there's some good places out there.
I've always been a quiet guy.
Now, one thing we mentioned, and you didn't even realize it, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I can't think of any places in the parks that have a TV. There's no places in the parks to watch a ball game, are there?
No, I think you're right. I never even thought of that. It's like how they don't put clocks in casinos. You never think of that until somebody mentions it.
And it kind of makes sense, because if you're sitting there and they have the TV on and all of a sudden, you know, some crazy like world tragedy happens and they break in, they probably don't want that to be inside the parks, like as ruining the magic, quote unquote, thing. So
yeah,
I kind of get it.
Yep.
But like I said, it would be really cool to watch a college football game at the Rose and Crown or something.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Or even the place at Hollywood Studios, the Baseline Tap House, that'd be a cool place to watch a game.
Yep.
As well. Do you want to bash Hollywood Studios for 5 minutes? Or you want to save it for another show?
We're going to save that for another show.
Okay, beautiful. So I know you're up on property. We have some things to talk about.
Yes.
Next week, we're going to do some non-Disney talk next week, correct?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to talk Christmas music, which is something I was listening to another podcast, a non-Disney podcast, and they were doing like all-time favorite Christmas songs, and their list was terrible. So it made me start thinking of my list. And I messaged you because you're a big fan of like cheesy music, but I didn't know how much like cheesy Christmas music you were into. But you'll be able to scrounge up a few songs, right?
You know, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this. I might do one to piss off the left.
Okay.
Have you heard about all this stuff coming out?
Yeah, I mean that's not a good song. Like that's not one of my favorite Christmas songs. I don't think they should.
No, I was watching something last night when I came back from the parks. And there's a couple other ones too that's offensive too.
Oh, now they're all offensive.
Oh, now that it's not just that one. No, now there was like three or four. I'm like, there's my top five for next week.
All right, well that's fine. We could go that route, but I have some good like '80s cheesy ones that you're gonna really like in my top five. I also have like honorable mention and my least favorites.
Oh, you're really getting into this one, aren't you?
So you're gonna do top five favorites. You could do an honorable mention, but you got to do the two least favorite, like the ones that you hear and you immediately change the channel.
Okay.
If it comes on, if you're listening to, because I'm sure that cheesy station. It's like
whenever YouTube comes on, I change the channel.
Yeah. Well, no, like when you're listening to that radio station that you love. What's the one down there that you?
Oh, 105.5 The Dove.
I'm sure they're playing Christmas music.
Right now. Oh yeah, baby. I've been listening.
So if you got that thing on and a song comes, there's got to be a couple that come on as soon as you start hearing it. You get right out of there. Those Christmas songs, right?
Yes.
So those you got to name a couple of those as well. So I'm excited about that because sometimes our non-Disney shows get the most heat from us. So we'll be talking about that next week.
Yeah, so hit us up on social media. Definitely,
yeah, let us know what your
top Christmas
and
music.
And it has to be a specific version. You can't just say, I like Jingle Bells, you know. It has to be the specific version.
Now, are you a Mannheim Steamroller fan?
I do like their stuff. Oh, I mean, them. I can tell you right now that's not going to be on my list, but I do enjoy listening to that stuff. That's
I love good. Them.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember your mom used to always listen to those.
Oh, she listened to them all the time.
Yeah.
You know who else was is a huge fan? He used to, when he would go to break, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, he likes the Mannheim
Steamrollers. He loves the Mannheim Steamrollers. He would actually play like a full song during his show.
Oh, really?
And then he would whisper into the microphone. He would say E-I-B so that people knew that it was his show. Because like
he's
you
such
listen
a goofball.
Yeah. Oh, he's hilarious.
All right, why don't you bring us home, sir?
You want me to bring us home? You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Search for us at Pour Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info@PourFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike@PourFavorPodcast.com. Website, www.PourFavorPodcast.com. Did I do our social media?
Twitter, Facebook, you know the drill, Pour Favor Podcast. Email me, Gary@PourFavorPodcast.com. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/PourFavorPodcast.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode number 249 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast from my cousin up in Westerly, Rhode Island. I am Dr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week.
There's a new pet.
Chia.
Chia Pet, the pottery that grows. It's fun, easy, and educational. Just soak your chia overnight. Then spread the seeds like this. Keep it watered and watch it grow.
Chia.
And before you know it, your chia pets and trees will be green and beautiful for everyone to enjoy. And now grow a whole collection of fun with chia teddy bears, chia puppies, chia kittens, chia rams, chia bulls, and even beautiful chia trees to keep your pets company. Collect them all.
Chia. Nice chia pets.
Chia pets and trees are fun for all ages and make a great gift. Just ask for
chia.
Chia.
Chia pets and trees. The pottery that grows. Chia pets and chia trees are available at Woolco, Zellers, Kmart, and Eaton's. Makes a great gift for the holidays.